For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning, and I want to remind you to tune in next Sunday. I'll be with you again on a discussion on nutrition and healthy living. Now, I want to also remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own pathway products. And also a reminder about IQU, that's IQYOU. It's a powerful AI tool, and it's developed by integrative health pioneer Dr. Joe Pizzorno and his team of leading experts. And what it does is it utilizes cutting-edge technology to help you best understand your unique nutrient needs. It's individualized. It gives you information on toxicity levels, disease risks, and genetic susceptibilities. So by assessing your diet and lifestyle habits, lab results, and genomics, IQU provides you with a personalized action plan, what I like to call a blueprint of your health. So you can go to the site, which is IQYOU Health, IQUHealth.com. Now, another reminder, as I said, we're here every Sunday morning, and today our guest is Bruce Topping, and he's an educator and expert in nutrition products for Garden of Life. Our subject today is CBD, the cannabinoids, what they are and how they function. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Gosh, thanks for having me today. It's an honor to be here.
Well, this is an interesting subject, and I think we can't cover it thoroughly often enough. It is such a hot topic. So we're glad to have you here. Could you go give us an overview of what the cannabinoids are, how they differ, and what they can do? And we will go through this. We'll spend the entire show talking about their functions and how they're used, but give us some background first.
Yeah, so I like to think of these cannabinoids as hormone-like messengers, right? And I think that gives people a little bit of a view of how important these are. You know, it's like, how important are hormones? Imagine if you were alive during the time when the very first hormone was discovered called secretin, and how that would actually influence the future of health. How profound the ramifications are for these little lipid messenger molecules that we're now identifying as cannabinoids. All this research started in the 80s. I mean, we're kind of in the medieval era. But essentially, these lipid messengers have a lot to do with neurotransmitter release. So right now, we're looking at things like serotonin in the literature. Scientists are researching gastrointestinal functions. It looks like these cannabinoids even affect cardiovascular markers in our bloodstream. They may influence smooth muscle contractions that line the digestive tract and the artery walls. They certainly have a lot to do with our immune system and our perception of pain. I mean, there's really a lot of tentacles that reach out all over the body when you start diving into the research on cannabinoids. And we should be clear, the actual CBD molecule that has so much fascination right now, that has 70 years of research. It goes back to the early 50s. But when we talk about the cannabinoid system in our body, that came much later. It's like we discovered these signaling molecules long before we discovered the actual network of receptors in our body. So it's been a long haul of research. But yeah, they're kind of like hormones. That's maybe the most simple way of of talking about them, although they're kind of different from hormones, and we can talk about some of the key differences too.
Well, I think that's important. Most people are familiar with the general term hormones and may not be familiar with the depth and breadth of hormones in our body. Most people think of hormones as being growth hormone, reproductive hormones, thyroid hormone, but they may not understand it. So go into a little bit more detail on hormones and then how CBD relates to that.
Right. So hormones are obviously one of the primary messengers that tell our organs and tissues kind of what to do. You know, for example, there's a big hormone amount of research right now focused on one called leptin.
Yes.
You know, I got to say, I'm almost sick of reading about leptin nowadays. There's just so much paper, so much articles coming out about it. Leptin has a lot to do with controlling how many calories we burn at rest, and it even controls how hungry we are at any given moment. So obviously, there's a lot of work talking about leptin. And it's a hormone that really acts on these receptors in our hypothalamus in our brain that regulates hunger, right? So there's all kinds of research on that. What I want to say the difference between hormones is that they are messengers that travel far out in the body, and they can be stored often in one gland. Cannabinoids are like local hormones, and they're made on demand. They're used up like lightning bolts right there at the site they're made. They don't travel out there in the blood like hormones, right? They're not like insulin or other hormones that are going out on little carrier proteins in our bloodstream. These cannabinoids are made like lightning bolts, and they help regulate all these cellular functions all over our body, and we're actually still learning. I mean, right now there's two types of receptors, but just to give a flavor of how it's changing, there's mounting evidence that there's a whole new class of receptors that we're still teasing around and fleshing out all the research. But I'll say it's a very exciting time. I mean, this is really going to have huge roles in the future of medicine. But yeah, they're local hormones, and they're made from fatty acids. That's one of the keys I think we should talk about, is that this has a lot to do with your fatty acid intake. You know, if you're living on a train wreck diet of like trans fats and corn syrup and really low omega status, that is absolutely going to have an effect on your own production of cannabinoids, the endogenous ones, and it's also going to impact the outcomes should you ever take phytocannabinoids, be them from cannabis or other plants. We really need those fatty acids to be sufficiently stored up in our body in order for this whole system to work.
So if we've got fatty acid deficiency, which is not uncommon in Western cultures, particularly the overabundance of omega-6 and the underabundance of omega-3. So if we have deficiencies there, and if we consume trans fats, hydrogenated oils, which I'm always glad to say, is now banned in the United States 50 years after we knew they were problematic. I've actually been lecturing on that for 50 years. And my husband asked me if I felt validated. I said, 50 years it took them? It just is amazing because they contribute seriously to abnormal brain structure and function, to fetal death rate. They increase the fetal death rate. These are studies that were done at the University of Maryland. They increase heart disease 75%.
Whoa.
And I talk about this on the show because what appalls me is that the government told us they were good for us. And they weren't. And the industry had a chokehold on the alphabets that are supposed to protect us, the FDA, USDA, et cetera. They had a chokehold. So, you know, I'm glad that it was that it finally happened. But I can see how hydrogenated oils have gotten into the body or affected the body in a way that's negative in so many ways that we never even knew from the initial research. And I'm glad that you mentioned this. And I think what's interesting, and I'm not sure our listeners are aware of this, that we make the cannabinoids in our bodies. We make them. I don't think that's common knowledge.
Yeah. I think the word cannabinoid throws people off. You know, they hear that word and they assume that it's those are molecules that come from the cannabis plant, and that's in their mind distinct from what is made in their own body. But the truth is that we're really just talking about a whole class of signaling molecules that are mostly made in our own body. This whole discussion of phytocannabinoids and deriving them from cannabis, that's a whole separate discussion, but it's very important to know that, yes, these are made all day long inside of our bodies, and they're made in almost all animals, whether it's birds, bats, fish, reptiles, amphibians. They all have cannabinoid receptors in their body. So we're learning a lot, and I think you're right about that. We're stumbling upon new areas of injury from trans fats and hydrogenated oils. It's like we're still learning about just how bad those really are. It's incredible.
Yes, I'm just so impressed with this issue that we endogenously make them. And that's not what the public understands. And you've made this very clear. I appreciate your clarity in separating what we make from what we take. I'm sort of giggling at this because so many people who are concerned about consuming cannabinoids, using any form of them as being a drug person, being associated with taking in drugs illegally. It's very interesting because we make them. So we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. And we have a lot to talk about. We're with Bruce Topping from Garden of Life, and we're talking about cannabinoids and what they're made in our bodies. We're going to talk more about what they do for us, and we'll talk about the exogenous sources from plants. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next Sunday for more discussions on nutrition, lifestyle, healthy living, and learning about your body and what you can do to keep yourself healthy as long as possible. Now, our guest today is Bruce Topping. He's an educator and expert in nutrition products for Garden of Life. Our subject today is cannabinoids, which we're talking about what they are and how they function. And I think the news that maybe is new to most of our listeners is that we make them in our bodies. So, Bruce, let's talk about making them and what we get exogenously from plants.
Right. So these molecules are made all over the animal kingdom. Whether you're a bird or a bat or a fish or a human being, you're making these all day long. But it really does depend on fatty acids, as we said. So it's important to make sure you're not living on a diet that is poor and refined, making sure you're getting things like grass-fed beef and pastured eggs and, you know, cold water fish and oily seeds and nuts like walnuts. This will all help your endogenous self-made cannabinoids that your body's making all the time. It'll help those work better. Now, I want to spend just a moment talking about what that looks like. When this system works better, what do we mean by that? I think the listeners may be familiar with a little bit of this because it's sort of bleeding out from the industry. It's no longer confined to the circles of health, right? I mean, they're selling cannabinoids, plant-derived, you know, usually cannabis-derived. There's a few other sources out there in nature, but cannabis is the richest source. And I think you made a great point there, Dana. This is not adjacent to using marijuana. This is not going to intoxicate you or create addiction. It's really an incredible type of plant that can really help our body. And the main things we hear are that people affect with, you know, the anxiety. Like, for example, my wife has had an incredible response just in terms of calming her nerves, in terms of helping her drive on the highway. She's been one of these stay-at-home moms with a husband who leaves her at home and gets on the road once, you know, three times a month. And we have young children. It's an anxiety-producing thing for those who have been stay-at-home parents. It's very persistently environmentally demanding. And so CBD has been just a godsend for our house. In my career of selling supplements and researching them, I'll say it has been maybe more profound. Transformative would almost be the word. And I'll say that for a lot of people, it gives them space, helps them breathe deeper, helps them relax their diaphragms. People say that they sleep better than they've done in 10 years or since they were children. We also hear people who wake up with stiffness and aches and pains saying that some of their pain has melted away. This is really an incredible thing, and a lot of the research is ongoing. So in terms of all the support for our system, in terms of what it does, it is phenomenal. And I believe this is why people are seeing it at, the pet stores, and they're seeing it at the tire shop and Bed Bath and Beyond. And this is really hitting a critical mass in our culture because it is such an important thing that we're discovering in medicine.
Yes, and I appreciate you talking about that. Let's talk about the difference in the activity of the varieties of THC and the cannabinoids. What's different about them?
Yeah, so one of the main differences is how they affect the hedonic pathways of our brain. The hedonic pathways refer, well, you can think of the root word hedonism, right? It's a pleasure center of our brain that has reward value and does reinforcement. This is a big part of addiction. So if you look at drugs that are addictive, like, you know, alcohol or cigarettes, they strongly activate that hedonic pathway and create reward values. And so they modulate emotional perception. And this is actually what THC does. THC is the most famous cannabinoid. And it's kind of unfortunate because it's not necessarily the most medicinal, though it does have medicinal value in its own right. They're different contexts. It's almost like hammers and screwdrivers, right? We can't compare or say which one's better. We can just talk about how they're useful in different contexts. And I'll say that THC has some really wonderful studies behind it. But CBD is really what we're focused on in this industry nowadays because it doesn't have intoxicating effects. Many of these other cannabinoids are not like THC. They don't get you high. They don't have paranoia-inducing properties. They don't modulate emotional perception and create kind of reinforcement or addictive values. CBD just actually isn't anxiogenic. It's not one of those things that makes you feel anxious or it can never make you hallucinate. THC can. So I'll say they're very different. And that's, I think, one of the big revelations for the American public is that there are molecules within some plants out there, and it's not just cannabis, although cannabis is the richest source. These molecules are extremely valuable to our body and hit little receptors all over us that are endogenously present. It's not just something that's, you know, foreign or new to our body. This is something we're nourishing that has long existed in us. We just didn't know about it. And like I said, the results can be extremely profound and usually noticed within like hours. It's not something you're going to, you know, have to build up in your body or take for weeks or months before you see any difference.
So am I understanding that the THC has a greater hedonic effect as compared to CBD, the other cannabinoids?
That's correct. The other cannabinoids, generally, there's a few others that are being looked at in this pathway. But yes, we can say THC is the one that really activates those receptors in our brain, and CBD just doesn't. It really doesn't have that modulation of our emotional perception. It doesn't create that reinforcing addictive reward value in our brain at all. So people don't feel loopy. They don't feel high. They don't have all these changes in their psyche. And that's really desirable. We want people to experience the benefits of cannabinoids and support this network of receptors in their body without, you know, feeling like they're intoxicated all day, every day. I certainly would not want that.
Yes, that's important. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Bruce, because I think there's a lot of understanding, especially in the news media. When they talk about anything to do with cannabis as being marijuana, THC, possible addiction, people's behaviors can change, et cetera. And as you said, some people hallucinate. They've lumped it all together. And it's very frustrating, very frustrating. I don't know why in the news media they haven't grasped an understanding of the metabolic aspects of CBD versus THC. The differences, the fact that we make cannabinoids in our body, none of this comes across when you hear the news on this. And I think hopefully, my hope is that they will have more experts interviewed, such as, you know, we're interviewing you and you're an expert on this, that we have more experts presenting the information so that people understand it. Talk about some of the activities of the variety of cannabinoids and how many are there? I've forgotten myself how many different molecular structures there are.
Yeah, there's over 100. I think there's somewhere north of 115 or 125, somewhere, you know, in that range. A lot of them don't have any real trials other than test tube research. There's really almost all the research is on the major two. They actually call them the major cannabinoids, and that's THC and CBD, those two. The other ones, the collectively, are known as minor cannabinoids, and they have a bunch of them, right? CBG, CBN, CBDA. There's a lot of these different molecules out there. And what I'll say is that there's a lot of speculation going on about how valuable those are. I think a lot of people are reasoning by anecdote rather than by evidence. You know, they're looking at how somebody's personal response was. And, you know, when we deal with the professional landscape, when we want to be more sophisticated and rigorous in our approach, we want to reason by evidence. And so what Garden of Life does, you know, the company that I work for, and what I really see out there is that we are focusing on where the science is strong, on the major cannabinoid, CBD, and we've actually removed and refined the product enough to clean out the THC. There's no intoxicating effect. And we're not really focused on CBG or CBN or CBDA or all these other minors. There's small amounts that are in there. But I think right now the evidence is that CBD is the all-star that has all these versatile effects in our body. And the other ones are up and coming and may turn out to be incredible in their own right. But anybody really making big statements about those or having lots of enthusiasm about those other minors, I would say is usually reasoning by anecdote.
So, and that's where it starts. And that's true of just about every medicinal or semi-medicinal agent. Think about aspirin. It was all anecdotal. We really didn't understand, I think, until, was it the 50s or 60s, how it actually worked. We just knew it did. So it was, and they were anecdotes. And that's certainly a legitimate way something starts. It achieves interest and enthusiasm. Okay. And then the researchers come in and say, wait a minute. Let's look at some research and see where the science is on this. So it's fascinating. It seems to me that we're still in the infancy, or maybe should I say adolescence, of this arena.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's much to be learned. And there's a lot of talk about terpenes, right? These aromatic essential oil type of compounds that, you know, the cannabis plant has a lot of them, pretty famously, has a lot of strong odors. And it turns out there may be a lot of interaction with our cannabinoid receptors in our brain with those terpene molecules in terms of how it affects and may enhance the way CBD binds or interacts with these receptors in our body. So a lot of work is being done right now looking at essential oils and the naturally occurring essential oils in cannabis, or maybe even combined with other essential oils, as Garden of Life is doing, to really enhance the effect, kind of provide an entourage. There's a lot of controversy about this. As you just said, we're kind of in the early eras of the research. And I agree with you. I think, you know, we're never going to have clinical trials right out of the gate on every single molecule that we stumble upon in nature. So there's a lot, you know, of question marks.
Yes, and I want to cover more of this in the next two segments. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Bruce Topping regarding cannabinoids, how they're used, what they are, and his information that may be new to you, that we make them in our body. They're important enough that we make them. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. I do want to remind you about IQU, the AI tool developed by Joseph Pizzorno and team. And this is how you can achieve the best information about your individual unique needs as far as diet, supplements, lifestyle. Very interesting. IQUhealth.com. That's IQYOU Health. com. Very important. Now, our guest today is Bruce Topping, and he's an educator and an expert in nutrition products for Garden of Life. Our subject today is CBD, the cannabinoids, and what they are and how they function. And we talked about the background. We talked about the fact that we make them in our bodies, that throughout the animal kingdom, they are made in all of us. So this is not new to those who are experts, but it may be new to those who are just learning about CBD. And we talked about the differences between THC and CBD. Can you talk to us about some of the individualized products that may be more specific for anxiety or inflammation, et cetera?
Yeah, so at Garden of Life, we've really made some really great innovations with CBD. You know, for example, I love our sleep blend. It's already one of our best-selling products, and we get tremendous feedback, even among a lot of our own employees. So it's called CBD Plus Sleep. We make this in a soft gel, and we also make it in a liquid. These have some calming herbs in there. So we've now combined botanicals, things like valerian root or chamomile or lemon balm. These are herbs which have a long, you know, centuries-long track record of being helpful to reduce excitability, to help our minds calm down, to reduce racing thoughts. A lot of what they do is promote calming neurotransmitters in our brain. So there's some cool research on these herbs that's been published over the years. And we're combining these herbs with vitamin D. Vitamin D, of course, is well known. It's a steroid hormone. It's highly involved in regulating circadian rhythm. And there's some pretty strong evidence that if our vitamin D status is low, it can really affect those internal clocks and make it harder for our brain to regulate sleep the natural way. So we're combining CBD, which alone, I mean, gosh, even without calming herbs and vitamin D, I would say that CBD helps people sleep as a standalone. But when we combine these calming herbs with it, we're getting just tremendous feedback. Even some of my colleagues on the education team, this is their early favorite. We also have a stress response blend, and this is also one of the favorites right out of the gate. This is a blend of a French melon extract where we're combining it with a special antioxidant made from organic melon. You know, most melons, if you sit them out, they rot and decay. They oxidize, and they eventually will just kind of turn to mush. These special species of French melon that we're now seeing all this research on, they make way more SOD, a certain type of enzyme that reduces superoxides. And we can actually, when we eat that, it supercharges our own defenses. And what we're learning is that this can provide a lot of support for our nervous system, right? All those hormone receptors and all these communications that are happening with, you know, things like corticosteroids in our body, all of these cells, everything is reduced by oxidation that's occurring. So if we can lower oxidation, we improve nerve function all over the place, all over our tissue. And combining that with CBD is another really innovative combination that Garden of Life has put out on the market, and we're already getting pretty great responses. My favorite, the one I take, is our inflammation response product. This is CBD plus inflammatory response, and it's using my very favorite antioxidant called astaxanthin. We're getting an organic form of that finally in the industry nowadays, so very clean astaxanthin at 2 milligram dosages, which is not a pixie dust amount. This is actually getting up to the clinical studied amounts of this pigment. It's found in the ocean. Anything that's red, like salmon or krill or flamingos or shrimp, if they have a red pigment in their body, it's because of this one molecule that's widely distributed in nature. And I first discovered it years ago as a sunblock. Whenever I go outside for a football game or to the beach, I take a good amount of astaxanthin, and it really can protect your skin from oxidation, so you will not get as bad of a sunburn. So it's very popular in that community, but I also find it can be useful for circulation and all kinds of improvements in blood markers. So I'll recommend that one for people wanting to support their immune system. Again, that's CBD plus inflammatory response.
Well, that's an excellent one. I bet you are getting a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, all of these. Honestly, the entire CBD line has been an avalanche. Garden of Life, we've made many products, hundreds of products over the years. And certainly I've grown up in this business and have taken lots of supplements. I don't think I've ever seen the anecdotal responses and the testimonials and enthusiasm, frankly, that we're getting from CBD. It's been an incredible run, and we're just starting.
Well, that's exciting. It's exciting, and I like the way you're doing the combining. And the vitamin D is so important. If I had to vote, I'd put it in each one of your formulas, because its effect is fairly broad, and it's more hormone-like. It isn't just bone health, but it certainly plays a role in mood disorders. Deficiencies of D increase mood disorders. Also increases cardiovascular risk, diabetes risk, risk for overweight and obesity. There's a lot more that vitamin D is important in, and so I'm impressed that you've put that in the one for sleep. And the melon, what is extracted from the melon that has the activity?
Yeah, so they're looking at a certain enzyme called SOD.
Okay,
right?
It's the SOD, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a trademark that's been through some really impressive research. It's called Extramel. It's made in France. I believe it's the very same or adjacent, maybe a slightly different trademark to the same material that Cindy Crawford put on the map in the 90s, right? I think there was a lot of excitement about the same raw material in other channels. Like, it's been in the sports market and the beauty from within market. It's actually got side benefits. You know, as I know you talk about a lot, that's one of the beauties of using herbs and botanicals and, you know, really healthy food, is that you might start a regimen of some herb or some mineral and notice that you're getting side benefits. It's not like side effects. It's like all of a sudden, not only is your stress down, you're noticing your skin looks better, or you just have more energy, or your athletic performance, your recovery times are better. There's just a lot of benefits to these by making the system work better. It can be the tide that rises all boats.
Yes.
Certainly one of those.
Well, that's important. What other actions can we look for with regard to CBD or CBD in combination with herbs and supplements?
Yeah, so one of the runaway favorites also I should mention is our Softgel CBD Plus Relax. And I want to mention just right off the cuff that our softgels have a really special coating material. We're getting away from gelatin and animal-derived ingredients. We're now proud to be using plant gels. It's a trademark that uses tapioca. So we can finally get vegans, you know, soft gels that don't use any animal-derived byproduct type ingredients. And that these plant gel type of soft gel coatings are actually non-GMO, right? So they're just a cleaner raw material. But one of my favorites that we put into those plant gels is actually called CBD Plus Relax. And this one has been, I think for a lot of people, one of the most helpful things they've ever tried for emotional support. We're using theanine, which is a green tea extract,
yes,
amino acid from green tea. And we're combining theanine with another powerhouse called saffron. We're using a full clinically studied amount of saffron. And this a lot of effects on emotional well-being, making people feel more at ease, more calmed down. This is a daytime product. It's not really a sedative designed to knock you out or anything like that. It's really designed to take during the day to kind of lift our spirits and just make us feel more positive and support emotional health. I think a lot of people are struggling with that out there in the modern world. I think many people are just not doing much meditative stuff, right? I bet many people listening haven't done any basket weaving with their friends or hanging around the fire with their family or any of these really important kind of communal touch points that we all need to function. And I think these CBD blends, particularly with theanine and saffron, I mean, this is 30 milligrams of saffronyl. It's really a full bore dose. And one pill a day of that is already turning out to be one of the strongest emotional support products we've ever made as a brand.
And how about children using something like this? I can tell you that in the autism community, CBD has been extremely helpful with regard to the anxiety. Many, if those out there are familiar with individuals who have autism, anxiety is prevalent. And it causes people to get extremely upset. So a minor event can result in an extreme overreaction in somebody in the autism community. And we've been very happy with the results there. But I'm wondering if you have much data on use for just the emotional, like you said, supporting emotional health.
Yeah. We don't have anything on children yet. I mean, right now we only recommend our products for adults. I think there's just so much that remains to be seen. I do know, and I agree with you, there's a lot of excitement in that community. I would say the entire mental health professional field is very excited about CBD and the potential benefits that could come. And I think in those settings, when they're working with practitioners and they're, you know, really monitoring and it's a more sophisticated setting, that's where we are seeing research on children with cannabinoids. But certainly with consumer products like Garden of Life, we take that very conservative tack. You know, obviously, supplements aren't intended to treat or cure diseases. We're really just trying to support emotional health, and right now only in adults.
Yes, and I can understand that. When I know many people have this question, and you did mention that you're able to refine your product so that there is no THC, and that question comes up quite a bit with regard to uses of CBD oil or even hemp oil, and it's probably the first question that people ask. Can you tell us a little more about this?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about THC. We do use a CO2 process. It's carbon dioxide to remove THC. We actually found a really special lab in Oregon where we get all of our raw material from. We grow in the USA, and we process with no solvents other than CO2. Technically, that is a solvent, but it's a lot different than using butane or heptane or ethanol or hydrocarbon-based solvents. We really have a lot cleaner product in terms of residues, and we're able to get the THC down to a non-detect, meaning it's below the detection threshold of the laboratory instruments. So it may be physically there in some infinitesimal quantity that we simply can't detect. But this means that when you use the product, there's so little, there's really functionally zero THC for all intents and purposes, that you won't feel high or loopy. You're not going to feel intoxicated. It's not going to have anything like the effect of marijuana. And that's really what a lot of people are desiring. Now, I think one of the questions comes up about drug testing. And for those that are wondering, we can never guarantee that even an isolate, which we don't make, but even isolates have been defined or are demonstrated, I should say, to cause potential failed drug tests based on false positives, right? It's really a problem with the immunoassays that are used in these kind of quick and dirty routine drug testing environments. It's very rare. I mean, I'd say it's probably less than 1 out of 1,000 or 1 out of 100,000 maybe. But it has been documented where somebody has taken even isolated CBD and still had a false positive.
Well,
now,
this is important.
Later, they can do confirmation testing.
This
right?
is so
important. It's important to say.
It's so important, and I'm glad you've answered it. And we'll continue the conversation in our final segment. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Stay with us. We're having an interesting discussion about CBD.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I am here every Sunday. I want you to tune in next Sunday because we'll have more interesting discussions on health, nutrition, healthy living, lifestyle. We try to cover it all. And another reminder to go to IQYOUhealth.com, where you can learn how to determine what your unique individual needs are with regard to diet, lifestyle, supplements, and herbs. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, as I said, and when we talk next Sunday morning, I think you're going to find it an interesting discussion. Today, our guest is Bruce Topping. He's an educator and an expert in nutrition products for Garden of Life. And our subject today is CBD. And we've been talking about cannabinoids and what they are and how they function. So, Bruce, can we talk a little bit about dosing, possible side effects, and the rationale behind the essential oils and what they do in these products that you have combination of CBD?
Yeah, those are great questions. So we'll start with the dose. That's maybe the $100 question for a lot of people is where do we start, right? What is the dosage that we should be looking at? At Garden of Life, we have a 5-milligram spray if you want to start at a very low dose. A lot of people find that to be a great place where you can sort of titrate up, meaning you continually use a little more and a little more until you arrive at the dosage that feels the best for you. You know, for my wife, it's around 100 grams a day, which is a little higher dose than I use, you know, maybe 10 or 15 a day myself. Some people in my company use 25 or 30. We're all different in terms of our biochemical individuality. We're also different in terms of the environmental demands and the types of responsibilities and lifestyles that we use. We do make a 50 milligram liquid dropper, and these come in two flavors. We don't make a plain flavor because we found that when we did all the surveys and testing, the runaway favorites were peppermint and chocolate mint. So these are the options we have. Of course, the soft gels have essential oils in there too that you won't really taste because you're swallowing the product right directly, but these essential oils, as you said, contain a lot of terpenes. These are actually not just crude essential oils. They're diluted down to very safe ranges. And we worked with an expert in France called Robert Day, an expert in essential oil research that helped us do these blends. And the point is to actually enhance the effect of the cannabinoids. There's a bunch of research supporting that terpenes from these essential oils, including the ones found in the cannabis plant itself, indigenously in the plant, actually help the cannabinoids work. So we use essential oil blends, and I would say start at a low dose and work upward. If you know that you have a pretty intense set of challenges in your life, you might start at a little higher dose, maybe the 30 or 50 milligram for you. If you're somebody who's never tried this and you have a sensitive body style where things affect you in a powerful ways typically, I would recommend our spray or a 10 milligram dropper or soft gel. We're going to have a lot of options for you. Our CBD Plus line has, you know, the sleep or the inflammatory response or the relaxed product for emotional health and mood support. We really offer a lot of options and try to make it easy for people when they walk in the door. But in terms of, you know, side effects or upper limit ranges, it's really well tolerated. I'll say even as high as 1,500 milligrams are well tolerated. You know, they're not dangerous or scary in terms of shutting down your liver or, you know, hurting your kidneys or something. But it does make people tired at too high of doses. So you'll know if you're getting really tired, you might have taken too much. And I'll also say that occasionally, very rarely, we hear people have some gastrointestinal upset. So start with a small dose, and most people tolerate it really, really well. I've actually never anecdotally run into anybody who had any adverse effects in their tummy or anything like that. I have seen my wife take enough to where she's a little tired at night from taking a little much, but it's easy to just take a little less, and then you have a better value, actually. You're using less per day, so your bottle will last longer. So, yeah, there's a little bit of tinkering to do to find your own dose, but I'd say start slow and work upwards.
And this is the advice we give when we recommend supplements. Start low, go slow. That's grammatically incorrect, but it gets the point across. And the issue here is individuality, biochemical individuality, a term coined by Roger Williams decades ago. And I always give him credit because when he talked about this, there was disbelief. No, we're all alike. We're the same. We all have the same enzymes. We all function the same. Well, we don't. And he's the one that talked about that individuality, and that's what dictates how people respond to different doses. And there are people, as you know, that will wake up in the middle of anesthesia, in the middle of a surgery, because they got rid of, they metabolized out of their body too quickly, the anesthetic. And there are those that take a long time to come out because it stays around too long. And I thought by now we would have more information, that people would have the testing done to show which meds they should take and shouldn't take. So that's not reasonably available. It costs about $3,000 to $5,000 to do that testing. And so people have to listen to their bodies and go exactly as you have said. Start low. And what I find, Bruce, is so many people don't hear you when you say, start at this dose. If it's not working, take a second dose and increase. And they'll call and say, I tried it, didn't work. Well, did you increase? No, I tried the first dose. And I don't know how to get around this other than to reemphasize that they need to find their dose. And you said it so well. What else do you want our listeners to know about with regard to the uses of CBD and the products that you've mentioned? If you want to run those down quickly so people have in their mind how it can be used and for what purposes. I'm fascinated by the anxiety and anti-anxiety and anti-inflammatory aspects of different structures of the CBD. But could you run that down for us?
Yeah. So CBD has a lot of benefits to support our immune system and our nervous system. So a lot of people just really feel better right away. Within 20, 30 minutes, they're noticing that their emotional health is better. They feel less anxious. They might feel more patient with their children. Their diaphragms relax. It gives us space to achieve sometimes other things in their life where they can focus on maybe their exercise regimen or avoid even food cravings or feel more closer with their partners. I mean, there's just so many benefits to CBD. I want to say that there's a lot of noise in the industry, a lot of gimmicks and hype, and a lot of products that are made in, I would say, inferior settings that don't use as sophisticated of labs and have a lot of solvent residues or even agricultural residues. This is where you want to buy from a leader, a company that has, you know, third-party auditing, that has, you know, actual transparent assays available on every lot number right there on the bottle. You can, you know, punch in a website and go right to the lab test. We want to be very transparent and be a leader and also offer really good pricing and good value, along with really excellent raw materials added in as co-ingredients that have great clinical support in their own right. So we've really made some amazing blends. And frankly, the amount of response that we're getting, it's just unprecedented at Garden of Life. And I think that's what we're seeing in the industry, you know, kind of industry-wide. We're seeing an incredible response. CBD just simply works. And I think especially when you get one that is cleaned up as a more finished product and made in a professional way with no solvent residues and all formulated by experts like Dr. Plante, who are, you know, have been researching this stuff since the early 70s.
Yes, very familiar.
We've put together, I think, one of the best and most dynamic products in the industry as far as CBD is concerned.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being with us, and we hope to have you back again. This is an interesting subject, and we certainly can't cover all of it in 1 hour. We've done our best. Thank you, Bruce, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And a reminder, you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.